Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify has got a platform that lets you make one super easily and distribute it everywhere, and even earn money all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else your podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&A and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. Ever since I've discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I just enjoy putting these podcasts out for everyone to really like. I highly recommend you give it a try. It's so easy to use. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started today.
The keys are to the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way. From off season to game day, yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show. It's time to talk about some of the sleepers that no one's really talking about to make the 49ers roster. I think this is going to be a fun conversation because the 49ers do have some roster spots that are up for grabs. Can some one of these guys that maybe it's not talked about come in and get it?
100% think they can. The question will just be at what spots. At what spots are these guys going to be sneaking in and grabbing these roster spots? I'm not sure. I'm not 100% convinced one way or the other that anyone can know at this point in time. Training camp is going to determine a lot of things. It's going to open a lot of doors, and some guys are going to kick those doors down, and some of them are going to have the door slammed in their face, Ant. We're going to get into who we think those guys may be that be kicking those doors down, Ant, and, you know, flying under the radar, comfy distance there, and nobody's paying attention to them, and they can just sneak their way onto the 53-man roster. Let us know who you think some of those are right now in the comment section down below, and don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already. And then, Ant, do you have one? Do you have one guy right now that let's start with your top guy. Is there a top guy for you on this roster, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, that is you're sitting there going, sleeper, I think this guy has the best chance to make this roster?
Well, first off, I think most of these guys have a really uphill battle to be able to make the roster. Yep. Because, you know, I mean, it's going to be difficult. A lot of these players the 49ers have is really deep. So for even a late-round draft pick or an undrafted free agent, it's going to be really difficult for them to be able to make this team. So when I'm going through these sleepers, I'm going to go through guys that I see that have something about them. And I don't know if they're going to make the team, but they're going to at least push for it. And the guy I'm going to start with is on defense. It's because I really like him and I like his film. I'm going with Quantrez Knight.
Okay.
Why not? Let's let it all hang out. Let's see what the kid can do. Is it likely that he's going to make this team? No. But is it likely that he's going to go ahead and he's going to turn some heads, he's going to make some plays, and he's probably going to end up doing something to get on the practice squad? Yes, I have a lot of faith in what he can do, but he's playing at an absolutely stacked position because though he's going to play the nickel corner spot, the Niners have so many really good corners. I think it's going to be hard for him to make the roster. So I'm going with him first to be out there and make some plays. He's instinctive. He's going to cause turnovers during OTAs, two interceptions. Keep an eye on Quantrez Knight. I think he could make an impact on this 49ers, maybe not in 2022, but 2023. And if he goes out there and he plays to the level I think he can, who knows, maybe he does shock the world and make the 49ers 53-man roster.
Look, I'm not surprised that you went with Mr. Knight. I'm really not. You've been Quantrez Knight has been your guy now for some time, and you don't typically end up being wrong with these guys. You end up hitting on a good chunk of these guys in terms of guys that you are on about or at least seeing something. And training camp, I think, is going to give you an even better idea of what this guy is. And I don't know, you may be giving some bold predictions day one after the first day of training camp about this. And so I'm excited about that. I'm not going to go there with you on this.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm kind of out on a limb by myself.
You are, and that's it's okay. It's you know what? It's not a bad limb to be out on. There are worse limbs to be out on. Could be me going with Sean Poindexter a few years ago with that one. That was a very thin branch. It was a long branch.
Andrew. He was tall.
He was tall. Look, I'm going to go with someone that I'm going to say sleeper to make this 49ers roster because I think a lot of people aren't sure what's going to happen here. And I'm going to stick with that cornerback room, and I'm going to go with Samuel Womack.
I like that.
Because I think a lot of people are on the fence about whether this guy makes the roster this year. I think some people believe they could sneak him onto the practice squad, which I don't think you're wrong in that category. But I think they took him where they took him at a time where there were a lot of other well-known names, a lot of well-known guys out there in space that 49ers fans were clamoring for the 49ers to get. They went after a guy that they were very high on. And that they believe could be something, it could add something to this room. He had top end speed and had the ability to play at a variety of different positions, they thought, both inside and outside. So I think this guy is going to have a lot of opportunities. And I think that this team thinks he's more developed than maybe a lot of people believe. And that's why they signed the veteran guys that they did, was because in case this a guy like this doesn't work out, well, then it's not the end of the world. But I think they're also trying to push the guys they drafted before him, the Aubrey Thomas of the world, and specifically the DeAndre Lenore of the world, because I think they wanted him to be able to move inside, and he hasn't necessarily translated that aspect. So you know what? Let's go get us a guy who we think can do both of those things, has a little bit more size and speed, and let's see what happens. He could end up pushing for that room and pushing out a guy like D'Amador Lenore, and maybe he becomes the expendable one, and a guy like Samuel Womack now becomes the surplant, that back end of that cornerback room.
Yeah, I like that. I think Samuel Womack has a better chance of making this roster than Quantrez Knight. I just like Quantrez Knight, you know, and I think that sometimes you have to go a little bold, and I went 100%. A little bold on that, and I think everyone hopefully will understand what my comments mean. Do I think he's going to make the team? No. Do I think Samuel Womack has a better chance? Yes. But I want to see what the kid does, so he's a sleeper for me. He's somebody to watch, somebody to keep an eye on. On the offensive side of the ball, I'm not going as far outlandish because I'm going to go with Nick Zakel. Nick Zakel is another guy that I've been very high on. I like his ability. I think he's going to be one of those ones that might not make an impact on 2022, but could make an impact on 2023 and beyond. Intelligent beyond. I mean, the guy's just super smart. So I like his ability in this 49ers offense, and I think he could compete at a multitude of spots. I know they have him playing left guard right now. I expect him to get some movement as we get into training camp. But I think he's going to be a big player. I do think that, you know, the 49ers choosing to keep 8 or 9 offensive linemen could determine whether he makes this roster. I think they elect to go with 9. I think Nick Zakel does make this roster and eventually makes an impact on the team.
Look, I love that selection. And in a world where I don't have to make another pick other than Nick Zakel, and I would just roll with you on this.
Yeah.
But then that wouldn't be good for the content. So we're not going to do that. But look, Nick Zakel is the sleeper that everyone should be keeping their eye on the offense. I think he is the one guy that was drafted late in this upcoming draft for the 49ers that actually has a chance to legitimately make this team. I would say a better chance even than Samuel Womack has at this point in time. I think the reality is that they didn't necessarily see and loved what they saw out of Colton McKivitz, and they didn't love what they've seen out of Justin Skule, and so they made this decision. This is a guy they were willing to draft last year in that same, roughly that spot where they took Jalen Moore, which means they may even be higher on this guy than they are Jalen freaking Moore, and which would be huge for him, which I think gives him a big heads up in this category. So I absolutely love the Nick Zakel one. And now I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, I like it. Take it to Bonkersville.
TCC, you have been screaming Jordan Mason for some time. And he is a sleeper to make this 49ers
roster. He is.
100% is. And it's because of one thing and one thing only, Ant. Trey Sermon. Because Trey Sermon has not been what the 49ers anticipated him to be in their system. He has not developed in any way that makes anyone believe that he is the guy. And listen, I've heard a lot of people talk, well, he's been working on the footwork, Alex. Have you seen the videos this offseason? He's been working on the footwork. You're right, he has been working on the footwork. You know what he hasn't been working on, though? The footwork the 49ers want him to develop. The one cut and go, buddy. Plant the foot in the ground, get upfield, Trey. Plant the foot in the ground, get upfield. Plant foot, upfield. Foot down, straight ahead. That's what the Niners want him to do, and he's not working on that. He's not working on the skill set that they want out of the running backs. Which makes me think that he's not going to fit in the system in the scheme and that he could be expendable. And if he's expendable, that opens the door for Jordan Mason to kick it down, run through and say, Kyle Shanahan, I can be that guy for you. Also, I can run routes and catch the football. Trey Sermon can't do that. He doesn't have necessarily the big imposing presence that Trey Sermon has in terms of physicality. But you know what? You don't necessarily need that when you got a TDP and Elijah Mitchell and a Jeff Wilson Jr., all guys who have a little bit more of a physical running style. Jordan Mason doesn't have to necessarily be that. What he needs to be is a better version of Jamichael Hasty and bridge the gap between what they want Trey Sermon to be and what he is. If he can do that, he is going to have ample opportunities to make this roster.
I'll tell you what, the noise that we're hearing from the 49ers faithful about Jordan Mason is definitely deafening. And you know what's interesting? It was the same thing I heard about Trey Sermon last year. Trey Sermon's going to be that guy. Trey Sermon's going to shock the world. Trey Sermon's going to be this. You know, I think Jordan Mason does have a nice skill set that fits what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. And the fact that he's, you know, like a big bowling ball, he's going to be able to create in the middle of the field and get vertical. I don't think that's the issue. So as far as scheme fit, he's a more natural scheme fit for what Kyle Shanahan wants to do than Trey Sermon is. But it's going to be difficult to unseat Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon definitely has had more time now to develop. I'm hoping he's going to show an improvement. But Jordan Mason, I mean, just look more comfortable running routes and that sort of thing. So it's going to be an exciting battle, and I'm not fully talked into Jordan Mason yet.
I'm not there.
I know you're not. I just want to see it. And I think once we see it with our own eyes, you know, the end of the month, Alex, we're going to see exactly what Jordan Mason looks like in practice, how they plan on using him, and then we get into the preseason games. I'm excited because I think a lot of people are going to get excited about how many carries he gets and what he can do with those. Could he end up making this team? I think he could. He's a sleeper. So you got to give him a chance. And I think this is a room that's not fully decided. There are open spots available. And as long as there's open spots available for competition, the competition can go in there and get it. So Jordan Mason's a nice selection, you know, and we'll see if there's anyone else along this team is also sleepers. Is there anyone else, Alex, that is a sleeper that you have your eye on?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
There's one last name for me, Ant. And I'm going to do this specifically because it's going to peeve some people off.
Ooh, like that.
Jimmy Garoppolo,
sleeper.
He is still on the 49ers. And as John Lynch would say, he is still a part of us. He is still us. He is one of us.
You're right.
And until he is no longer a part of that plan, until they actually physically cut him, PCC, he is a guy that would easily make this roster. He is the next best quarterback behind Trey Lance. I mean, some people would argue that he is better than Trey Lance because they haven't seen enough from Trey Lance. Whatever the case may be, Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo are the two best quarterbacks on this roster. It's not close. The next guy, Nate Sudfeld and Brock Purdy, are not close. And if the Niners don't cut Jimmy Garoppolo, I hate to break this to you, he would be on this 53-man roster.
I can't argue that because Jimmy Garoppolo has to be a sleeper to make this roster. It doesn't feel like he's going to be a part of this roster.
No, it doesn't.
But he definitely could be because he's still on the roster right now.
True.
Which means, Alex, you've made a great point. So D Ford is a sleeper as well, then, right?
Technically, you are correct.
D Ford is a sleeper as well. So Jimmy Garoppolo and D Ford have an opportunity to make this roster. It would be out of the blue. It would be not the norm.
It would be the craziest thing that happens this season. If both D Ford and Jimmy Garoppolo are healthy and on the roster for the 49ers in 2022.
It would be very interesting. But until they're released, it is a possibility, which means they are definitely sleepers. So, I mean, that's six sleepers right here. Quantrez Knight was an absolute reach, but I just like it.
Hey, it was a fun reach, Anton. If you're not having fun, then you're not doing it right.
That's right.
TCC, let us know who you think the sleepers really are in the comment section down below. Do you agree with the sleepers we put out there, or are we just homering? Right? We're just standing for our guys, and how dare us? We're not being, we have the 49ers glasses on, and how dare we? Look, we want to hear from you. Let's have this conversation down below in the comment section right now. And then don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. That way you don't miss more of these conversations, more training camp position battles, and more content to come.
Yeah, I'm really hoping when we get to training camp, these are validated. And I don't have to come on here and be like, wow, you know, Nick Sakel's not ready. Or, whoa, Quantrez Knight will be cut tomorrow. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we're getting into the fact that these guys are going to be competing for these roster spots. They're just guys right now that look like sleepers. Some of the other guys are just more obvious as far as having chances to make this team. That's why I didn't really get into it. I didn't really talk about the Jordan Willises. He's got an opportunity to make this team. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like that, or even like a Curtis Robinson at the linebacker position. Ooh. Who has an opportunity. But went with these sleepers, and I think it's okay. I think this is a fun conversation to have. Let us know who your sleepers are. I'm curious if the TCC has ones that we didn't talk about, because they usually do, and I'm curious who they're seeing as a potential. Was maybe one of them like Jason Poe?
Possibly. Maybe it's Jason Poant. Maybe it's Keaton Sutherland. Maybe they're high on the Sutherland. I don't know. But TCC, we want to know. We want to hear from you. So make sure you're commenting down below. Let's have this discussion. And
I just thought of something.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's going to say JC Treader.
Oh. Does his name rhyme with Bister Bory?
Mr. Corey. Oh, okay. He's going to say it.
Yeah, he probably will say it. And look, that would be the ultimate sleeper ant. Wasn't even on the list.
No.
Long shot. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's a possibility, though.
It is a possibility. So we'll see. Mr. Corey, you may end up being right. Cutback crew, though, lots more conversations to come. More sleepers and other positions to discuss. But until the next one and the next time, stay safe.
Remember, the right way
is always
the 49ers way.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.